KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Doug Davis with the latest from the Black Information Network. President Biden is reportedly weighing a plan to force migrants to remain in Texas as the immigration crisis grows. According to the LA Times, the plan would force migrants who illegally cross into the U.S. seeking asylum to remain in that border state while awaiting screening. A new social justice organization is being coordinated by a former president of the Atlanta NAACP. Richard Rose announced the formation of the Communities for United Justice, which he says will first focus on voter registration and voter education. Congress is racing to pass a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. Senate leaders returned to Washington this week and said the chamber is on track to pass legislation needed to keep the government funded beyond the September 30th deadline. And that is the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com. Have a great weekend.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles lets you choose from your fave four, including a sausage or egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, or medium hot coffee. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding while boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about things that don't get talked about enough in our households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the Urban Family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on Saturday morning, you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. Speaking of living your best life, our word for the week comes from motivational speaker David Goggins, who is a Black Navy SEAL and considered the GOAT of all Navy SEALs. He says this: "The most important conversation you'll ever have are the ones you'll have with yourself. We are what we do and think. If you're a pessimist, chances are you've told yourself that time and time again. Internal conversations shape who we become, and so have insightful ones, and your life will become just as insightful." So I want you to tell all your friends and all your family to download the KBLA Talk 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and this morning we're talking about the importance of being self-aware. And we have two beautiful, highly intelligent, and spiritually grounded sisters, I should say, with us this morning. On the hotline from the East Coast, is Coach Kaya Kane, a graduate of the International Coach Federation Certification Coaching and Transformation Program in New York City, where she became a professional certified coach. She holds a master's in communications from Syracuse University and a BA in journalism from Clark Atlanta University. Coach Kaya's specialty is tapping into that higher spiritual plane through angel card readings, transformative coaching pathways, and holistic practices that help clients from all over the world infuse love, passion, and purpose into everything they do. And joining Coach Kaya from right here in Los Angeles this morning is Monica Ellis, known AKA as Monica L. Monica L. holds a BA in psychology, a MA in communication management, and she is an emerging author and poetess with a vision and purpose to uplift women. When she isn't penning inspirational lyric poetry and prose, you can find her helping young people streamline their college application process and supporting them in achieving their educational goals. With a focus on helping women become more self-aware, Coach Kaya and Monica L. collaborated on the book Boss Lady Manifesto Journal. Coach Kaya and Monica L., welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
How are you, ladies? I know you're doing fine this morning, and we're glad to have you. And we're going to engage in this insightful conversation on being self-aware. And since you're on the East Coast, we're going to start with you, Coach Kaya. Give us just a little insight into what you do and why you're doing it.
Absolutely. And I just want to say I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'm Coach Kaya, first and foremost. I'm a child of God. I'm also a boss wife, mompreneur, sister, writer, and certified transformational coach. And what do? I help people access their power, heal the trauma of their past so that they can reignite their dreams and begin manifesting the miracles that truly matter today. My IG handle is at I Am Coach Kaya.
And Monica L., you're right here in Los Angeles, homegrown. Tell us how this partnership with Coach Kai evolved and how you got involved in this process.
Oh, absolutely. First, I'll introduce myself. I am Monica L., a boss lady, Cleveland-born, L.A. raised, on the journey of freedom and happiness as an educator, entrepreneur, self-published author, and poet. I believe all things are possible through our Lord Jesus Christ. My IG handle is at Monica L underscore writer. And I've had the pleasure of knowing Coach Kaya for many years. We started this endeavor when she resided in Los Angeles and with our podcast. So we decided to culminate everything that we've learned through this process into this amazing journal, Boss Lady Manifesto. And it is available on Amazon, and it really has the commitment to increasing your life and enhancing your goals every day. This has definitely been a journey for us and full of love and excitement.
Well, I have to just real quick, we got about a minute here before we have to move forward, but a couple of minutes. Define boss lady, number one.
Go ahead, Coach Kaya.
Oh, yes. So we love this question because we know that the word boss has an undertone to it and people feel like they're far away from it or they don't really want to step into owning that they are a boss. It's not about your job title. It's not about any title that anyone else gives you. It's how you see yourself. Do you show up as a boss in your own life? Are you able to make decisions that honor your creativity, your passion, your focus, and your purpose in your life? And so that's really what we strive to incorporate into our podcast and into the Boss Lady Manifesto Journal, is that we want people to redefine boss, what that means to you and what that means to your purpose.
And Monica L., just to piggyback on that, what is bossed up?
Boss up is every day going for your goals, being the best self. I love the quote that you started off with today, you know, just really being optimistic and moving forth with your passion and your dream, not someone else's dream, but really walking in your steps. So that's when you're bossed up.
Got it. So we're going to continue. We're going to have a very interesting conversation, I can tell, this morning with you two young ladies on becoming more self-aware. And we're speaking this morning with Coach Kaya and Monica L., authors of the journal that they wrote together. And we're going to talk a little bit more about their book and all the things that they're doing and some of the people that they've helped when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Manisha Cairo here for KBLA Talk 1580. We're live in Los Angeles at JP Morgan Chase's Advancing Black Wealth Tour, and I'm speaking to some of the attendees today to see why it was so important for them to be here.
Yeah, this is Lathan and Tyler. Main reason that's very important for me to be here is just to leave a legacy for my kids. Black wealth, generational wealth is what we need in our community, you know. Oh, Chase, you know, someone has to take the lead. You know, they're showing, you know, big business like Chase cares, and, you know, they're putting their money where their mouth is at, you know. So it's good to see, you know, big institution like Chase, you know, giving a lifting hand, you know, to the community. And, you know, you got to respect that. You know, it makes me want to bank with Chase and, you know, give them, another look if I go to another institution. I actually see what Chase is doing for the community.
That's right. Chase is doing their part to help advance black wealth. For more money support, tune in every day from 12 to 2 to KBLA Talk 1580's Midday Money Chain right here.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
She's so smooth.
I'm interrupting my own shower to remind you to treat your skin like the queen she is with Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Packed with Olay's highest level of vitamin B3 complex, it's so moisturizing that it will give you visibly smoother, head-turning skin in just 14 days. People wondering, how'd she get so smooth? Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Also, try Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation about being self-aware with Coach Kaya and Monica L., authors of Boss Lady Manifesto Journal, Commitments Designed to Keep You and the Little Queen Inside of You Bossed Up. We've talked about what bossed up is. So let me start with you, Coach Kaya. How do you help women commit to loving themselves and becoming more self-aware in that process?
On the podcast and in the book, we really try to create a collaborative environment. We are big on, do people make you feel welcome? When you walk into a space, when you turn on a podcast, when you open a book, do you feel welcomed? So that's what we really do to try to create an environment where women can actually love themselves by being a demonstration of being welcoming, being loving, being supportive. We call ourselves everyone's BFF and cheerleader, because that's really what we do on our podcast and in the book. We're just cheering for you. But at the end of the day, we recognize that it is your decision and it's your commitment that will lead you to your finish line.
So when you, in the book, I know you have several things that you point out, speaking of commitments that you ask people to make in order to be self-aware. So Monica L., give us an example of a couple of the commitments that are in the book on self-awareness.
Great question. My favorite for self-awareness is I commit to maintaining healthy boss lady boundaries. A lot of times in our lives, we have various relationships, and depending upon the type of relationship and where we are in our own journey, you know, boundaries is something that can be very loose, and, you know, and that can create unnecessary stress and anxiety and just individuals going down a path that is not the most desired, so not most aligned with their own self-awareness or what their ultimate capability is. So that's one of the ones that I identify when I think about self-awareness.
And Coach Kaya, how about you? Which is your favorite?
My favorite for self-awareness is I commit to praying for wisdom and gaining understanding. And the reason why I like that one so much is because we are big on prayer and Boss Lady Conversations universe, right? And we're always encouraging people to take that time out for yourself and pray for wisdom, because boss ladies have to make so many decisions. There's always the pressure of, will I make the right decision? How will this impact the people I love? We are building empires. And so if you have wisdom, you can gain understanding, and then you'll have more self-awareness.
Well, I took a little time to peruse the journal and highlighted a couple that stuck out for me. And the first one, which is committing to loving yourself one moment at a time. I think a lot of times people make that a far off goal instead of an immediate consideration. And so that one caught my eye, and the self-awareness routines that you can support by well-being and bringing joy to your life. I find that a lot of people look to be happy, but as you know, material things can change whether you're happy or sad. But if we have real joy, we can have joy through the good times and the bad times. So those are my two. You gave me my two, so I'll give you my two. And there are 52 commitments here in this journal. So that means that whoever you guys are working with is going to have to do a lot of committing. So what? Give me an example of how you motivate an individual to stay focused on not just attaining one, but all 52 commitments. And even when things aren't going well in their lives, you know, people get disappointed, upset, things happen. What do you do to overcome those temporary setbacks and keep them committed to the 52? Coach Kaya?
Thank you for sharing your two self-awareness commitments. That's very exciting. And I'm glad that you did that, because it reminds us that this book is not just for women. This journal is not just women. This is for all of us. If you can get something out of it, we're so glad that you took the time to dive in and get some commitments. And so I do want to say that the best part of our journal is that it's flexible. We recognize that life happens. Although there are 52, that does not mean you have to commit to doing one a week. You can stay on a commitment for 6 months if you need to. And we really encourage people to reach your own level of commitment and recognize what's working for you. If you want to skip to the end because a commitment 52 really speaks to you, go there. You know, the order is up to you. All we care about is that you approach this with the goal of being bossed up and being better in your life for the people that you love, and mostly for yourself.
You know, you went back to that question I asked earlier about what is being bossed up. And I really think we probably should spend a little time elaborating on that some. It's a term that you've used to promote this book, and it's a term that caught my attention because, as you say, the word boss typically refers to somebody in authority over you, not being an authority over yourself. So, Monica L., let's stretch out a little bit on that bossed up issue and how we make sure that people get what we're trying to get them to get and not miss anything by getting caught up on that term.
Yes, and I thank you for bringing that back up. It's definitely a positive connotation and not anything negative. We actually started this part of our journey during the pandemic, and we knew that there was a lot of darkness, you know, in many aspects. And so we were trying to be a light to make sure that people know there are things you can come back to. You know, a lot of times we were separated from our loved ones or not able to go outside. So we were trying to make something that everyone can consume, you know, in their home, in their personal space, and to provide them with a light, knowing that there are still things that they have control over. And there are still things that are accessible to them, even though that we were, you know, in this isolation period. So I like that you brought that back up. And it's really, again, about internal, because we know that if you have something going on in your life and you manifest that and you harbor on that something that is negative, it can cause, you know, health concerns or for you to go down another dark road with different vices. But we are trying to provide a light and saying that, you know, the commitments are things that people are aware, but just bringing it to the forefront and making it more cognitive by actually writing it down, because we know that that is consumed differently by you actually putting your pen to paper. And so that makes it more obtainable, and you see it, visualize it, and then you can move forth in a light. So that was, you know, our vision, but people consume it in many different ways. And, you know, again, that there are 52 commitments, but that doesn't mean that you have to commit to one each week. There are certain ones we commit to and we go back and we revisit. And it's needed as we go out in this world and try to upchain things. And yes, material things come and go. So it's more about the inner peace.
So, and this is just a question that came into my mind. Mm-hmm. You mentioned there's 52 commitments here. Can mm-hmm. an individual, a lady or a gentleman, change their life significantly by committing to one of them and sticking to it? Coach Kaya?
Well, we've seen it happen. Not only have we seen it happen based on all of the Amazon reviews that readers have shared with us, they are making it happen. And I have to say, from personal experiences, this is how I've actually changed my life and reached the goals that I really set out for myself. When I found that I wasn't unsure of how to move forward, having the courage to write it down really gave me the courage to experience it, to keep moving forward to the goals that meant so much to me. So this is really personal for us. We want to always be a demonstration of what we're sharing. So we have actually lived through these experiences. Many of these commitments, we included in this journal because they worked for us in the past and in the present.
You know, we keep talking about this term journal and writing things down, you know, in this new age of cell phones and text and communication and AI and all this stuff that's mm-hmm. going on. We forget mm-hmm. sometimes that journaling is the basic tool to success in almost every area of your life. I know in addiction counseling, mm-hmm. you know, that's one of the main tools that we use to get people to take time to recognize where they are and where they're trying to go is through journaling. So I'm really happy that you created a piece where somebody has to literally pick up a pen and pencil and paper and put something on paper, because I don't care what you're trying to achieve in life. If you write it down and you write down your progress on a daily basis and your disappointments, you will succeed mm-hmm. And you will learn while you're succeeding, and what you gain, you'll hold on to, and it won't just fly by like a text message.
Absolutely. Well said. And also we ask that people actually read it out loud three times with conviction. So that's also speaking to yourself. That's speaking to your inner child. And that's also making it very plain as well.
Okay. So this whole thing started with our topic on becoming more self-aware. So we'll start again with you, Coach L. Give us, you know, what you believe are two or three key issues of self-awareness.
Yeah, so we believe that being able to accept the things you cannot change and focus on expanding, loving, and nurturing yourself is a key to self-awareness. Because if you can't see yourself, then it's very hard for you to be aware of yourself and the decisions that you make and how they impact your present and your future.
Imagination, it's been said, is one of the greatest gifts that God gave us. You know, we look at this universe and how awesome it is and all the things it contain. None of it could exist unless it first was an image in the mind of the creator. So unless you can see it, it's impossible to become it. Monica L., give me one of your keys of self-awareness.
I think the main one in my stage right now is knowing that my values align with my actions. And even though that sounds like very common, a lot of times that is not always the case for many individuals, including myself. So really knowing what are your core values and are you a reflection of that, you know, for others and more importantly for yourself.
Okay, so that's two. We asked for three. Coach L, you got to give me one more.
And also knowing that we are multifaceted. Like in my introduction, I wear many hats. And, you know, in all those hats, I look different. you know, I'm not the same Monica L when I is the 9 to 5, you know, or when I am hosting an educational workshop. So just knowing that we are multifaceted. And that you can show up differently, but that's all still encompassing of who you are as an individual.
You know, we can talk about this subject, self-awareness, all week, actually, because there's nothing that we can accomplish in life if we aren't self-aware. And the more self-aware we become, and a lot of times we think of, I noticed even in the journal, there's a lot of affirmations, you know, and we speak in terms of affirmation. So we have a few minutes here. Let's talk about the difference between a wish and an affirmation. Coach Kaya?
Yeah, so a wish is something that is not as thought out. It is like almost like a thought. It's almost like a fleeting thought. Oh, I wish this and that. Affirmations, you have to really work on an affirmation. Every time I write an affirmation down, I find that I'm fine-tuning it. Oh, next week, I realize, oh, wait, I wanted this remote position that pays X, Y, and Z. However, I also need to include that I want to work with people who are loving, who are great communicators, and people who see me and honor my gifts. All of a sudden, that one affirmation that I started writing becomes more detailed. It becomes more alive because I've lived with it and I've looked at it through a lens of self-awareness. What is it that I need? What is it that I want to aspire to? Who do I want to be around? And so affirmations really give you an opportunity to really take that wish, take that thought, and turn it into something more tangible.
So, Monica L., we've got a little more than a minute left before we have to move forward. Give me your take on the difference between a wish and affirmation.
Well, definitely it aligns with Coach Kaya. I do feel like a wish is more of a, again, in that moment, you know, almost like wishing upon a star, you know, just very... very, sometimes very childlike, you know, and just it serves a purpose, but not as purposeful. Affirmation is something you're really standing in. You're standing in your truth. You're affirming this and knowing that in life, you know, the goal, I believe, is to evolve. So again, if you are, you feel this way in your 20s, obviously that's going to progress and develop in your 30s. And absolutely, it may look different, and being okay with that, like really being okay with, that was what I thought I needed then in my life, but this is what I need now.
Thank you so much for that answer. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to continue our conversation on self-awareness with Coach Kaya and Monica L., authors of Boss Lady Manifesto Journal.
Disagree without disrespect.
Make your point and keep it pushing.
Let's do this.
Listen and learn, or talk and teach. Talking and listening around the clock.
Around the clock.
Around the clock. KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. A federal judge is ordering all teenage teens who are locked up at the state penitentiary at Angola in Louisiana be removed from the facility. The decision comes after attorneys for the teens at the facility filed an emergency motion writing the violations of the teens' rights. Those violations include the intolerance use of solitary confinement, handcuffs, mace, and a lack of mental and educational programming. The final report from the special grand jury in Georgia that investigated former President Trump has been released. This grand jury recommended charges against South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, former Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue, and many others who were not charged. The NFL opened their season last night as the Detroit Lions edged out Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, 21-20. And that's the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com. Make it a great weekend.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles lets you choose from your fave four, including a sausage or egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, or medium hot coffee. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding by boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
Dominique DePrima, KBLA Talk 1580. Hey, did you know that you can buy a home without making a 20% down payment? That's right. Having a large down payment actually does come with advantages like no mortgage insurance, lower monthly payments, and things like that. But there are lots of different types of loans that could be a fit for your situation. Some of them involve little or no down payment. Whatever your financial goals are, U.S. Bank Access Commitment Initiative can help support you in reaching them. Access your financial goals at usbank.com/access. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580 stands for Unity and Healing. African Focus Incorporated is a nonprofit organization based in California that focuses on the growth and well-being of Africans all around the world. Their mission is to promote the well-being of people of African descent through knowledge and appreciation of one another by building a bridge of love and understanding. African Focus Incorporated strives for cultural, educational, and economic growth. They're the organization behind the African Family Induction Ceremony, African Goodwill Awards, African Focus Trailblazer Tours, African Dance Competition and Showcase Los Angeles, Family Day, Good News Windows Microfinance Project, and more. To volunteer, travel with African Focus, or to attend one of their community building events, please call 310-676-7730. That's 310-676-7330. Or visit AfricanFocus.org. This is a diaspora-wide community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation on the importance of becoming self-aware with Coach Kaya and Monica L., who is a writer. And we've been talking about their book, Boss Lady Manifesto Journal. We've covered what it is to be bossed up and what it means to be a boss lady. And these things that they outline in their manifesto journal are things that can be used by gentlemen as well to become more self-aware. So I want to start out the second half of the program with this question, and we'll start with you, Coach Kaya. I noticed when I perused through your journal that making your highest dreams come true is the bottom line here. We're trying to get people to see where they want to be and achieve it in their lives. But being in the ministry, we have that same purpose. But I want to know, in your experience in working with women and working with individuals, you know, what happens when that drama occurs? What happens when there's a lot of trauma or tragedy in a person's life, when that strikes and you're in the midst of working with them on making these dreams come true? What do you do to encourage them to move forward with the process in spite of what they may be experiencing? Coach Kaya?
Well, I can tell you that when clients reach out to me, it's because they've hit a snag in their plans, right? And so right away, I'm in the process of doing that discovery session with them, coming right back to self-awareness. What happened? Who are you now? Who were you then? Who do you want to be in the future? And so we start right away. And I have to say that getting started is usually the hardest part. I find that once clients commit to getting started, once they have both feet in, arms, mindset, all of them is ready for a change. When those tough moments come in the middle of the transformation, it's not as difficult. What I find is that the commitment, the initial commitment is what takes a long time. I may have a discovery session in April and then not hear from a person until January, when more life experiences have taken place that make them feel, okay, I'm really ready, because I don't like where things are going and I have to commit to change.
Monica L.
Great question. I'll take it just from the standpoint of we are strong components of therapy, especially myself. I did have a life-changing event a couple of years ago. And so it's really, really important, like Coach Kaya said, to be fully invested and being your best self and not allowing anyone to put you in a box. But more importantly, with support, it's about the bounce back. You know, life will continue to occur, obviously. And so what is the setback from the experience? Do you now have the tools and the skills to move forth and not let it just halter your growth? And then seeing the beauty in everything, and really, for me personally, it strengthened, you know, my faith. Because that's always something that I would turn to, because that is our foundation. So really, a part of being self-aware and going after your goals is to know that, you know, you have that support. Life will occur, but how far would it take you out the race, if it even does, you know? But also acknowledging what you go through in life, because it does build character and makes you stronger.
Yeah, one of the keys I've found is to embrace everything that happens in life, even though it appears not to be a good thing at the time. If there wasn't a lesson or a purpose for it, it would not occur. And we have to move past through it with an understanding and with empathy, but also know that it is something that is in our path in order to help us grow to being what we want to become. I read something once that kind of encouraged me in that area, and it says, when we become aware that we do not have to escape our pains, but that we can mobilize them into a common search for life, those very pains are transformed from expressions and despair into signs of hope. That was written by Henry Nouwen. So I think it's important that we point that out. And I also think that there may be someone who's listening to this conversation about becoming more self-aware that has some questions that they would like to ask you two ladies, and they can do that at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. Coach Kaya, I wrote a bullet point down, and it's simply gratitude with a question mark. Gratitude with a question mark. Can you expound on that for me?
Absolutely. I think it really ties back into what you just said. Everything happens for you, not to you. Mm-hmm. And really looking at it from a perspective of, I'm going to be grateful for this. I may not be able to understand that. That's the question mark, right? Mm-hmm. I may not be able to understand where this is going or how this is going to benefit me, how this trial is setting me up for future success. But in this moment, I'm going to choose to be grateful and to believe that this is happening for me. This is an opportunity for my unfolding to a better place, to a better mindset, to more of my highest dreams coming true. And so that's where that question mark comes in. It's like we turn that sad face into a question mark. It even saying that I'm not sure about this versus this is horrible, right? Mm-hmm. It's like go to that lighter moment and recognize that you don't have to have all of the answers, but that they will be provided for you over time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Monica L., gratitude.
Oh, yes. gratitude. You know, and I think about it, I think about, I definitely come from a humble beginnings, but a lot of people wouldn't know that. But I wake up every day just grateful that I have breath. I am here. I'm mobile. And for the basic things, food and shelter. So when I look at gratitude, I look at the things that we just may take for granted. you know, and they're not in your forefront until you may be absent of those things. So really taking it very simple, like today we are in gratitude for the Urban Family Focus, you know, for allowing us to have this platform. We're in gratitude for the connection that Dale and Thomas Bodie made and for Tavis Smiley providing this platform. So, you know, gratitude takes on many different aspects, but it's also about where you are and your self-awareness. So that's my take on it. Yeah.
Excellent. I started this show by saying we had two beautiful, intelligent, and spiritual sisters on the show today. And I'm pleased to say that I told the truth.
Yes, you did.
I did. I told the truth. You know, and speaking of truth, this is going to be pretty interesting. We got a couple of minutes here. I'll start with you, Coach Kaya. Tell us what a boss lady conversation is.
Oh, yes. And we wouldn't want to ruin the fun for you because we are about to start season three of our podcast. So we're already wrapped season one, season two. And a boss lady conversation is a conversation that is steeped in authenticity, awareness, focused intention. Every time we have a boss lady on a show, we say, we're about manifesting the next miracle in your life. So we want you to say on here, on the air, what you want to experience by the next time you come back and visit us. And the boss ladies, you know, they're like, oh my goodness, I've never said this out loud before. And they share it. And we believe, again, once you put it out there, it's gone. It's not up to you to decide or worry about it. It's out there. You sent your focused intention, and God will guide you every step of the way through all of the steps and the details.
Anything you want to add to that, Monica L?
That was well said. I just think that we just show up open and honest, vulnerable, you know, and knowing that vulnerability is not anything that's negative, and we embrace everything that comes our way, like you said, and knowing that it's helping us to get to our ultimate goal.
So we have this bold, you know, kind of powerful term, boss lady. But in fact, to be a boss lady is to show everything about yourself, including your fears, you know, the things that you don't understand, and being able to come forward with them in a forum of love and understanding where people can take you to the step that you're trying to reach. Did I surmise that right?
Absolutely.
You nailed that. Okay.
So,
because what I hear you saying is that being a boss lady means living in a place of freedom, where you're free to change your mind, you're free to grow, you're free to expand your consciousness. It's freedom at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue our conversation about this manifesto, Boss Lady Manifesto Journal, which was written by Coach Kaya and Monica L. When we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580, I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy wives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Be ready for extreme heat in your area. On days when extreme heat is expected, take action to keep your home as cool as possible. Set your air conditioner to 78 degrees. If AC isn't available, close blinds and curtains on all windows and run fans counterclockwise. Or find your nearest cooling center. Transportation help may be available. Learn more at heatreadyca.com. Brought to you by the State of California.
She's so smooth, so...
I'm interrupting my own shower to remind you to treat your skin like the queen she is with Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Packed with Olay's highest level of vitamin B3 complex, it's so moisturizing that it will give you visibly smoother, head-turning skin in just 14 days. People wondering, how'd she get so smooth? Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Also, try Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Tired of being locked out of job opportunities and shut down by systemic racism? KBLA stands with you in fighting for the rights of black workers, and we don't black down. The Los Angeles Black Workers Center is a dynamic alliance of workers, organized labor, community-based organizations, clergy, students, and scholars, working collectively to improve the position of the black working class. The LA Black Workers Center takes a comprehensive approach to addressing the black jobs crisis. Their programs promote access to quality jobs, racial equity in hiring and retention, discrimination-free job sites, and they prepare black workers for employment and high-wage, career-track jobs. The Black Workers Center supports workers who need help protecting their rights on the job. They give workers access to quality jobs and remove systemic barriers to employment. To sign up for free career readiness training, get involved in organizing around anti-discrimination, learn about union apprenticeship programs, or sign on to a trade registry, please visit www.LABlackWorkersCenter.org. That's LABlackWorkersCenter.org. Together, we can beat the black jobs crisis. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Find a righteous rage and don't be afraid to say what you see. We're KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation on the importance of self-awareness with Coach Kaya and Monica L., who wrote the book, or the journal, I should say, Boss Lady Manifesto. And we're talking about being self-aware and what we have to do to attain that self-awareness and maintain it. And we're going to continue the conversation, but first I need to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is sponsored by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League is asking the question, what is the state of Black L.A.? We know that the youth of our neighborhoods are rapidly changing. Our schools are underpreparing our children, and the promise for fair access to land and tools to sustain it is yet to be kept. The Los Angeles Urban League, in association with the University of Southern California, NBC4, and Telemundo 52, will provide dialogue to answers to these important issues during the State of Black LA panel discussion beginning on September 13th at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at USC's Town and Gown. Don't miss your chance to dialogue with a panel of LA's best and brightest. Join this dynamic conversation led by the Los Angeles Urban League by registering at laul.org/SOBLA. That's laul.org/SOBLA. So let's get back to our conversation on being self-aware. I know one of the things that's important in going through the journal and talking to the two of you and reading your bios is the spirituality that we have in our lives. You know, there is a power greater than we are, and we have to acknowledge that at all times to achieve anything. So let's start with you, Coach Kaya, and let's talk about how that spiritual component is the foundation for everything that you guys are doing. And particularly as you're helping women and everybody become more self-aware.
Thank you, Reverend Gerald. I think that the spiritual component is the driving force, because at the end of the day, you said it earlier in our talk today, that having the financial desires that you want, the material things, that only takes you so far. We know a lot of people who have that dream bank account and they're miserable. Mm. And how disappointing must that be if you work so hard, right? As a boss lady, as a boss man, you know, that if you work so hard to achieve this level of financial success and then you feel empty inside, you have no relationships that matter, your personal life is in disarray. So we really try to remind our listeners, our readers, that being a boss is a holistic
you have to look at it from a holistic approach. It means looking at different areas of your life and having your spirituality as your guiding force. So the spirituality is like what transcends every area of your life and what makes you feel whole versus broken.
Absolutely. Well said. Monica L., I know you have something to add to that.
Yes. Personally, again, when I start my day, it started with a prayer. And Coach Kai and I have been together, and I really pray my way through my entire day, whether it's, you know, trying to meet that deadline, just trying to get out the house and, you know, being able to present myself. Again, my faith has grown, and it is a part of me. And, you know, we don't force it upon our listeners, but they hear it. They hear it in our messaging. They hear it. We definitely understand that there is a power that's much greater than us and the things that we can control. And that's another component of being a boss lady and a boss man, is knowing the things that you really can control and those that you cannot. Totally agree with Coach Kaya. And you can have all these worldly possessions, but if you're empty inside, you know, that's something that is significant. And people can see that even if you do think you're wearing the best mask, it is apparent, you know. So it's about that inner peace. And that's always something that I am striving for. Whether it looks like I'm at church on Sunday morning, or if I'm at the beach, or if I'm just in my home having a very peaceful moment. And also our guests on our show, they encompass that. And what's unique about me and Coach Kaya is, you know, she is a mom and a wife, and I'm single without, you know, biological children, but I have a lot of godchildren. So we hope that we provide the whole, well, not the whole gamut, but many aspects of what it is to be a woman and what that can look like in this present day. So, again, the transparency, the vulnerability, and to know that we all need help in this life.
So you guys have made a commitment to helping people become self-aware. And I know in your personal journey, there's mm-hmm. something that kick-started this idea or this thought within you and has made it your passion to share with others. So mm-hmm. let's go back to you, Coach Kaya. When we introduced you guys, you know, at the start of the show, you know, we talked about your education and where you are and what you do. Let's talk a little bit about you, how you got to be where you are. And when I say a little bit, I mean a little bit, because I want to hear from both of you. And also we have maybe 3 minutes left in the show, and I want you to make sure that you let everybody listening know where and how they can communicate with you going forward.
One thing about me is I've always been grateful that I've taken good advice. And I mean, ever since I was very, very small, God placed it on my heart to be able to discern someone was giving me great advice. And I have to say, moving out to Los Angeles on a one-way ticket with a dream, like so many people do, and being able to come in contact with people like Monica L. Monica L., not only did she nurture my dreams, because at that point I was seeking my creative pursuits of being, you know, working in the film industry. I was working in the TV industry at that time, which was a very hard, you know, industry to break into as a newcomer. And so right away, I found that God placed angels in my path. And I've always been grateful to be able to, one, recognize the angels and also nurture those relationships and also take their advice. And I think that's part of the Boss Lady Conversations movement. That's my story.
Absolutely.
And that's something I've...
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. We got a short time left. So, Monica L., tell everybody how they can find you guys and how they can connect with you.
Yes. Thank you again for this opportunity. Boss Lady Conversations is on all major podcast platforms in addition to YouTube. So you can definitely check us out, seasons 1 and 2, Boss Lady Conversations. And then also follow us on IG at Boss_
@bossladyconversations. And lastly, you can email us at bossladyconversations@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for being with me this morning and talking about self-awareness. I know that there's a lot of things that happen in life every day, and the more self-aware we become, the better we'll be able to deal with those things when they happen. And East Coast, West Coast, I want you guys to keep that connection. Don't let the distance separate the love, because I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing. And I'm going to leave us with this from Renee Brown. It says, mindfulness means that maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of our thoughts, feelings, body sensations, and surrounding environment. Mindfulness also involves acceptance, meaning that may pay attention to our thoughts and our feelings without judging them, without believing for an instance that they are right or wrong. This is Reverend Gerald. You've been listening to Urban Family Focus.